That's our ring time for Mom and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Miles Nervine and Alka-Seltzer. Everything is set for Lum's big style show, which is to launch him on his career as a hat designer and introduce his new line of exclusive women's hats. His biggest problem, that of getting models for the style show, was solved yesterday when the Older Girls Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club offered some of their new members who needed some terrible initiation tasks to perform. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Now, I wonder, friends, if you ever get hurried and tense toward the end of the day. Then when you go to bed, you can't relax. You just toss and turn half the night. And that's not very pleasant. Well, that's why so many people turn to Miles Nervine. Miles Nervine is a time-tested formula which has brought restful nights to thousands. Yes, get a package of Miles Nervine and have it on hand next time nervous tension keeps you awake or threatens to spoil your work or play. Miles Nervine is a quality product which comes in two forms. Effervescent tablets at 35 and 75 cents, and liquid Nervine at 25 cents and $1. Miles Nervine is guaranteed to satisfy, or your money back. Caution, use only as directed. Remember, for that occasional restless night, and for that occasional tense day, try Miles Nervine. Remember, your druggist has Nervine. N-E-R-V-I-N-E. Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the chair-filled Jotham-Down store. Grandpappy Spears is just entering. Listen.
Howdy, Grandpa.
Oh, me sakes, what's all these pigeon-toed chairs doing in here? Having a camp meeting?
No, these is for the style show.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that. When is this seven-legged thing?
It is here and went.
Already?
Yeah. It was pretty short, I'll admit that. Heap shorter than Lum figured it would be honest.
Bon March, you mean?
Yeah. Well, Grandpa, don't call him by that name no more. I don't think he likes it much now.
Well, I never cared for it particularly myself. Tell me about the style show. Was it a success?
Well, not exactly.
Well, what happened?
Well, the women folks all come in here talking, giggling, flapping their jaws like they always do, you know. They all sit down in the chairs, and Lum, or Bon Mott, I mean, he was still going by that name then.
Uh-huh.
He got up and said parley's booze, ladies, and a bunch of other junk, and then he went back to the feed room.
Feed room?
Yeah, see, that's where the models was waiting for him to put their hats on so they could go out and model them all. The models were some of the members of the Older Girls Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club.
Uh-huh.
Lum wanted to start the show off with his masterpiece, as he called it. That's that hat that's got the bird on top, you know, with the weather vane. And a fur brim it lets down can be used for a fur collar.
Oh, is that the one with the windows in the front and back so somebody sitting behind whoever's wearing it at the movies can still see the picture?
That is the one.
Oh.
Well,
calls that his masterpiece, huh?
Yeah, he does. Or did. See, Lum wanted to start the show off with that, and he finally talked one of the
just
girls.
Just a minute, Abner. I want to get a dipper of water.
Oh, yeah, help yourself. It's fresh. I just brung up a bucket from the well there a while ago, Grandpa.
Now, proceed.
Well, I say, Lum finally talked one of the girls into putting on the hat, and then practical had to shove her out where the women folks could see her.
Girl never wanted to wear it, huh?
Oh, no, none of them did. Anyway, this girl got out there, Emmett Goshen's girl it was, Flora, I believe her
name. Oh, I know her.
Well, the minute the women folks set eyes on that hat, they started into giggling. And pretty soon, they busted right out, hee-hawing right out loud. They laughed so hard they just might not slip their sides.
Well, for pity's sake.
I thought Miss Seastrunk was going to choke to death. You know how she laughs.
Oh,
she's red in the face, you know. Colors up.
Goes into high spirits.
Oh, she does. She, when she laughs, she don't back off. She laughs. I tell you, Grandpappy, you never heard such taking on in all your
life.
Well,
what did Lum think about all that?
Well, I wish you could have saw his face. He turned red and green, nearly every color in the rainbow. You'd have thought somebody stabbed him in the back. I thought for a minute he was just going to faint dead away.
Well, what happened next? Get to the point.
There weren't no next. That was the end of the style show right there. Women sat there waiting for more, but the models all run out the back door of the feed room, and Lum went back there and hid. Fact is, he ain't come here as I know yet.
Well, you ought to go back there, Abner. He might be dead or something.
Well, tell you the truth, man. Why,
he's rich.
No, I just ain't got up enough to go back there. I couldn't think of nothing to say to him. Besides that, he might have saw me laughing along with them women.
Was you laughing, too?
I couldn't help it. That's the most comical sight I ever seen. That girl walking out there with that idiotic-looking hat on. I ain't sure, but I think even Geraldine grinned a little.
The cat?
Yeah. I turned my head away once so Lum wouldn't see me laughing, and I seen Geraldine sitting right there in the corner. I could have swore she's grinning to herself.
Maybe she recognized that fur brim.
No, I think it was called the hat. Oh, wait a minute. I believe I hear Lum back there. He must be coming out. Now, don't ask him nothing about the style show, and don't call him Bon Mott.
No, I won't.
Whatever you do, don't mention the word hat, Grandpap. You better get yourself a magazine and just sit down there and read till I see how long it's going to ask.
Yeah, or what magazine do you want me to read?
Well, I don't care. There's one right there in one of them chairs where one of the women is sitting. They must have left it. Read that, and that's all right.
Where is it? Oh, I see. Right, yeah, that's here.
Flying. Richelieu, don't mention hats. Shut my mouth here. Well, hello, Lum.
Hello, Abner.
Turning kind of warm outside.
Yeah? Hadn't noticed it.
This is Grandpap here. He's come over for a while.
Yeah, I can see that. How are you, Grandpap?
He's reading a magazine.
Oh.
Gilroy Adams went by the store a while ago. Didn't stop, though.
Abner, why don't you go and say it? I'm just a big numbskull of an idiot.
Oh, now, Lum, you ain't no such a thing.
I am, and I know it. All of us have been one. Looks like I always will be one. Pretty soon, I won't have a friend left in the world.
Your friends don't care. They like you anyway, Lum, just because you're a idiot.
They ain't no use, Abner. I know what I am.
Lum, why don't me and you just close up the store for the rest of the day and go fishing? It'll do you good. You've been working pretty hard lately.
I don't know.
Why, sure.
It would be the best thing to do. I don't want to stay around here, I know that.
Why, no. Come on, let's go. I know a good place to go, and Charlie Redfield claims he's got some new bait that them catfish just might not jump out on the bank.
Jiminy, here's something interesting. Magazine says they're having a contest out in California for funny hats.
Grandpap.
Huh?
What did I tell you?
What do you mean?
You know. Come on, Lum, let's go fishing. Come on.
Oh, you mean about not mentioning hats?
Grandpap, for the land's sake, hush up.
Just a minute. Let me see that
now. Now, wait a minute, Lum. Don't do nothing rash. Grandpap never meant to say nothing. That's all a mistake.
Abner, let go of me. I want to see that magazine.
Now, Lum, don't go flying off the handlebars. You know your blood pressure's not.
For goodness sakes, can a man look at a magazine if he wants to? Let me see it, Grandpap.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, tells about it right there.
Told his Grandpap I ought to run you out of here. You always ruin everything.
Hey, Granny, listen to this, Abner. $1,000 prize.
$1,000?
Yes, sir. It's a contest being given by Tom Brenneman and Hedda Hopper out in California.
Yeah, by who?
Tom Brenneman and Hedda Hopper. You've heard of them. Brenneman's the fellow that's got that morning radio program.
Oh.
He puts on the women's hats, you know. Kind of a comical fella. And then cooks breakfast for him.
Yeah, sure, yeah, I hear that. Elizabeth listens to that every morning. She wanted me to write a letter into that program telling what a good neighbor of mine she is. Said that way she could win some kind of a flower. Orchid, I believe she said it was. I told her she'd had all the flowers she wanted going right there on the front porch. More geraniums there than I you can shake a stick at.
$1,000.
Elizabeth says that some of the women that win them orchids on the program get kissed by Mr. Brenneman.
Granny, it's just out in Hollywood. I know I can win that.
And get kissed by Mr. Brenneman?
I ain't talking about orchids. I'm talking about that contest.
Oh.
If the funniest hat's going to win $1,000, I granny, it looks like I've got it.
Huh?
Leastways, judging from the way them women folks laughed and carried on today, I must say.
Oh, you have. That's the comicest one hat I ever seen, though.
Oh, if I was just out there, $1,000.
Yeah, well, it would be nice after all the trouble you went through making that hat.
Jimmy, why don't I do it?
Huh?
I don't need to stay here. Not with that $1,000 just waiting for me to come out there and get it. Abner, I believe I'll go home and pack my valise.
Right now?
Well, I'd have to go now. The contest ends on Monday. Ain't that what it says, Grandpa?
Yeah, that's what it says, Monday.
Granddad, would you sort of hang around and give Abner a hand with the store?
Give me a hand?
That's what I'm going to do. Going to catch the train and go out. I'll send you fellas some postcards as quick as I get out.
Well,
there.
Just a minute here, Lom. I know that if you're going, I'm going too.
Well, hurry up then. We ain't got much
time. Well, come on.
We'll have to catch the mail hack out of here in less than an hour. Hurry up.
Yeah, I'll take care of the store till we get back then.
Oh, hello there, Cedric. Come on in.
Oh, howdy, Mr. Grandpap. Where's Mr. Lum? He told me to come back this afternoon and help Mr. Abner tote all these chairs back to the church.
Well, I reckon you'll have to tote them by yourself, Cedric. Lum and Abner have both went to California.
Oh, I see. Well, Nick, California? Is that what you said, California?
That's what I said. Hollywood, California. They rest out of here a while ago like a couple of grease monkeys. They went home to pack their duds and caught the mail hack about a half hour ago.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. What in the heck did they go out there for? They get in the movies?
No, they went out there getting some spavin-legged contest. Tells all about it in a magazine. You can read it yourself. It's there on the counter.
Ooh, this magazine here?
Yeah, I'll find the page for you. It's a funny hat contest, that's what it is. Lum thinks he's going to win $1,000 with that weather vane hat he designed. Here's the page right here.
What do you know about that?
The reason they left in such a hurry is because the contest's going to be over on Monday. Or wait a minute here.
What's the matter?
Oh, my stars alive. This is terrible. The contest is over on Monday, all right, but that was a couple of months ago. This is an old magazine. All right, Jimmy, we'd better warn them. Tell them what a mistake they're making.
Well, how can you do that if they've done less, though?
Well, we'll send them a telegram.
Yeah, but well, how'll they get it?
I'll send it right direct to where they're going. Care of Tom Brennerman, Hollywood, California. You watch the store, Cedric. I'll go right over and send that telegram.
Well, Grandpap is certainly being a big help. Lum and Abner will never get through thanking him for that telegram. Be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Most of us, friends, make plans ahead for weekend trips or some sort of relaxation and pleasure. Well, why let your plans for fun be ruined by occasional acid indigestion when it's so easy to be prepared? Just make doubly sure you have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand to help give you extra comfort when you need it. Next time, buy two packages instead of one. You see, Alka-Seltzer's alkalizing properties are extra effective because they can help reduce excess gastric acidity and also ease an upset stomach. Alka-Seltzer is just the thing you want for extra fast relief because it's dissolved and ready to go right to work when you drink it. Alka-Seltzer is extra pleasant to take, too, because it makes a sparkling, effervescent solution which is refreshing to taste. And here's something else to remember. By taking Alka-Seltzer the night before, you can often avoid distress the next morning. That's another extra value you get in Alka-Seltzer. Now, with all these extra benefits, why delay? Get an extra package of Alka-Seltzer at your nearest drugstore right now. Buy two packages instead of one. Then keep one at home and take one with you wherever you go. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Remember, an extra package in your grip can come in handy on your trip.